Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I'm so glad you're able to join me today. With the Lord's help, we'll conclude a message I've been sharing about walking in the Spirit. Brother, sister, you are the anointed of God. As God's child, as a born-again believer, you have specific rights in His kingdom. The first right is your inheritance after your new birth. You've been forgiven all sin. You have a right standing before God. Through Jesus, now you are an heir to God and joint heir with Jesus Christ. And so your first right is the privilege to pray in faith and to receive answered prayer. Jesus said in Mark 11:22-24, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. Praise God. And then in 1 Peter 3:12, we find, for the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, those in right standing, and his ears are open unto their prayers. Oh, beloved, God is waiting for you to ask in faith, to pray in faith. His ears are open to your prayers. He delights in the prayers of the righteous, but the face of the Lord is against them that do evil, the unsaved who have no right standing before the Father. When you pray in faith, you have the right to expect an answer. James 5:16 states, the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. These scriptures I'm sharing should encourage you in your faith that Jesus meant what he said, that if we will believe, because God is a good God, we may not see him answer the prayers that we pray the way we think they ought to be answered, but he always answered prayer. He always does. Brother Glass used to say God always answers prayer. Sometimes he said yes, sometimes he says no, sometimes it's just wait, and he will give the answer. So it's never a question that he's not hearing or not responding. He loves you with an everlasting love. Jesus proclaimed in Luke 10:19, and I use the word proclaimed because he so emphasized his statement, behold, I give unto you power. And the same word is translated authority elsewhere, power to tread on serpents and scorpions. Now, he's not talking about those little, you know, reptilian insects and animals, but he's talking about the power of the enemy, over all power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. This is living in authority, which brings you into that victorious Christian walk that God wants you to experience. Your position is one of authority and power, and this makes you able to move mountains out of your way. Because whatever mountain you may be facing, you have the power to see it moved. Isn't that just what I shared with you, the very words of Jesus in Mark the 11th chapter? You have the authority to command the spirits of darkness to cease and desist, to bind them to regions of darkness using the authority that is yours as a citizen of the kingdom. And when you bring your mind under subjection to God's word, you won't accept that which is contrary to God's word. You know, there's a lot of doctrines out there being preached today. There are many things that are being promoted that water down God's word and rob the people of their rights as sons and daughters of God. Such a privileged place that we possess, that we have been given that privilege to occupy. This authority, this power that Jesus is talking about, is part of our inheritance in Jesus Christ. You know, if you are a natural child and your parents pass away, if they have an inheritance, it's yours because you are their child. Well, we are adopted into the family of God, and it's all that Jesus has. We're heirs with him. We're heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. You are positionally in a place of authority because of what he did. And let's face it, a lot of people have a hard time understanding this and even a harder time receiving it. But more and more, God is revealing his delivering word to his people. As knowledge in the secular world increases, isn't that true? Daniel said there shall be, you know, an increase of knowledge in the end times. Also, spiritually, that's true. The knowledge of the Lord, the revelation of God's word, it's being revealed to believers. A lot of people say they don't know when God is talking to them, or because of a lack of knowledge, which brings fear, they're just afraid Satan will deceive them. But beloved, God never deceived anyone. He's not a deceiver. He's not a liar. He's faithful and just, and he backs up his word with action in the lives of all of us as we believe and receive in faith his glorious promises. Here's a way you can know whether God is talking to you or if the enemy's trying to deceive you. Let's see what God is not, and perhaps better, we can then understand and see what you can have as a child of the kingdom. God's not a liar. He's not a deceiver. He's not a persecutor. He's not the afflicter. He's not a hard taskmaster. And he never talks failure. He never talks unbelief, discouragement. He doesn't talk doubt. And so everything, beloved, that's of unbelief, of discouragement, every doubt, every destroying fear, every negative thing is of the devil. The Holy Spirit is always encouraging us. He's showing us the way of the Lord. Oh yes, he will convict us if we're in the wrong, if we've got sin. He convicts, but he doesn't decimate us. He doesn't condemn us. He shows us gently, lovingly, bringing us back to the way of the Lord. According to Mark 11, 23 and 24, the principle of faith is you can have whatsoever you say in right standing, praying according to God's word and believing you receive what you say. Those who are victorious in Christ are those who bring their body and their mind, their emotions and their will into subjection to the Lord and to God's word. In Joshua 1 and 8, God told him to meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. And then hear what he says, for then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. So many people want success today. And as Christians, we want to be successful or victorious in the things of God. Isn't that true? Well, the things that God told Joshua thousands of years ago still apply today. Meditate day and night. And not only think about them, think about what you read in his word, but do it with the understanding that you will observe to do. In other words, don't just read it, don't just hear it, but do it according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous. Praise God. God was saying to him, you are the one who will make your way prosperous by getting my word into your mind, by meditating, by thinking on my word, by getting my word inside of you. Don't let my word get away from you day or night. When you do this, you'll make your way prosperous. You'll see me do wonderful things for you. Notice, the word was given, but Joshua had to do his part. And through obeying God, he would make his way prosperous. So often, you know, we blame God that things don't work out the way we want, or there's just constant trouble and battle. Well, are you doing what he said? Oh, brother and sister, you are his glorious workmanship. And the same rules that were given and the guidance that was given for Joshua ought to govern our lives as believers. Ephesians 2 and 10 declares, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Paul tells us once we were aliens and strangers from the covenant of promise, having no hope without God in the world, but now, beloved, in Christ, we who were afar off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. Beloved, let us walk in the Spirit. And if we will do that, we'll be no more strangers, no more foreigners to the things of God, but we will be fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God. When we put ourselves in God's Word, our time, our energy, our faith, our faithfulness, our service, and we see for ourselves, having eyes to see and ears to hear, an anointed mind to understand, and a heart to obey what our rights are as believers, righteousness will become active and powerful in our lives. Beloved, Jesus made you able to stand in the presence of the Heavenly Father as a king and a priest, as the righteousness of God in Christ, not as a sinner. You've had your sins washed away in the blood of Christ. You've been delivered out from under the dominion of darkness and translated or moved into, birthed into the kingdom of God. Jesus has given you new life. And with that new life, you have an inheritance that covers every area of your life. You have everything God has provided through Christ. He's prepared you to walk in His will. He's given you His ability. His strength is available to you. And the things He would have you to do are within the range of your ability. You in Christ and Christ in you, the hope of glory. You can be more than a conqueror through Christ. Beloved, this is your potential, to be what God wants you to be what God says you are. Think, beloved, your possibilities are unlimited, just as unlimited as God is. Glory to His wonderful name. Lord, enable us to get a vision, to lay hold of the richness of the inheritance that we have in Christ Jesus through the Word of God and through the power of the Holy Spirit. Let us walk in the Spirit, subduing the lusts of the flesh, of the physical body, of the soul nature, our mind, will, and emotions. Let them be surrendered and committed to You, that You may be glorified. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, I must bring this broadcast to a close. I love you, and I'm praying for these very things in your life. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.